This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, welcome back to Sunday Arts Magazine on your Joy 94.9. And we have our last guest for a wonderful Sunday afternoon. We have two guests, actually. We've got Suzanne Olb, who's the Artistic Director, and we have Tori Hayat, who's the Team Leader for Arts and Culture. And they're here to talk to us about the Glen Iris Storytelling Festival, which is coming up. We'll actually introduce Tori first, and you can give us a little bit of insight into your story and how you came about into the game.
Hi there, and thanks for having me. I've been working for Glen Iris City Council for the last 7 years, and we run a range of different events and festivals, and we have a beautiful gallery at the Town Hall, at Caulfield Town Hall, and we also manage the history and heritage for the area. So
what's your background, though? What did you do before you came here?
I've been in the events industry for the last 20-plus years, and I've worked at numerous different councils and for a number of private enterprises. I've just been managing and delivering events for the last, 20 years. So, yeah.
Okay.
Great. And so this one is the Storytelling Festival, and joining you is Suzanne Olb, who's the Artistic Director, who's going to tell us a little bit about how you got involved in all this.
Hi. Great to be here. I started my adult career passionate about stories. I began as an arts reviewer and features writer, and then became deputy editor of New Theatre Australia. That was after doing a Bachelor of Arts at Melbourne Uni. And I got into the events field. I did publicity for a while, and then I got into the events field, and I co-founded a company called Explosive Media that ran free general public events for over 21 years. And we ran things like the Beach at the Art Centre for 2006 Commonwealth Games.
Ah, that was awesome. I loved that. People would come down at lunchtime and take their shoes and socks off and sit with their feet in the sand and eat their sandwich. It was lovely.
Absolutely. And I ran Summer Fun in the Parks as it began and became Summer Fun in the City. And a number of
different events.
Yep. Different events, okay. Including food and wine festivals.
Right, fantastic. So, Tori, tell us, what is this all about, this festival, storytelling? One of my favourite things, telling a story.
So we're really excited about this year's program. Suzanne's put together with a number of other program partners, gathered some of the best storytellers with more than 40 events in and around Glen Ira.
Yeah.
And there's something for everyone. So they're low cost or free events. As I said, 40 different programs, ranging from live performance to talks, author talks. We've got a great festival hub this year. So the City of Glen Iris Gallery is, at the moment, we've got an Indigenous exhibition on there. And as part of the Storytelling Festival, we're opening up a festival hub with a little pop-up bar, which has been designed by Barking Spider Theatre Productions. And so that's the first time we'll have that sort of space set up for people to come along to any of the theatreette performances. There's five of those. So the theatreette evening performances, and people can hang out there and spend some time, have a glass of wine before the shows.
And there's some pretty interesting people that are speaking, like Libby Gore, who's such a character in her own right. And boy, she can spin a yarn, can't she?
She's fantastic. And she'll be opening the event for us on the 22nd of June at the gallery at 6:30. And that's a free event, which is open to anyone that would like to come along to that. And Libby will also be, the panel directing the panel for nostalgia and the Burbs.
Right. And so, Susanna, yeah, like, tell us, you know, like, putting this whole thing together, it's a massive program and very interesting program. It must have been a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun and a lot of interesting diversity, base contoured around the community. But I think it really punches above its weight. It's a very diverse program. It includes kicks off with Matriarch, which is a play written by Sandy Greenwood and Oliver Cowley. It was the hit show at the 2018 Fringe Festival. It's a story about strength and resilience and brings the matriarchs of Greenwood's own family to vivid life. It was really exciting experiencing the 2018 Fringe Festival and seeing a production like this, which
Luckily, we've got it as part of the storytelling festival, so it's a real win.
But and I also love the fact that the little blurb on the back of the postcard, it's leading lights of Australian theatre, arts, literature, cabaret, comedy and music will shine their bright talents on the local stage and storytelling, which is like storytelling in so many different forms, in cabaret and in music. So many songs tell beautiful stories, don't they?
Absolutely. We've got Lior, showcasing Lior at the Ripponlea Estate Ballroom this year, and we've got an event called Lyricism, which is run by South of the City, one of our event partners, where they're projecting images of the words on the performers live as they sing. And we have a number of open mic type events, including a storytelling event and a range of open mic type
situations. So many different
situations,
elements of storytelling,
where people can come and sing.
Yep. Oh, open mic. There you go. Wow. Yep. Sounds fantastic. So, when does it kick off?
Kicks off on the 22nd of June. There's an Indigenous digital storytelling event at 2 o'clock in the gallery at Glenara City Council. Then followed by the launch, followed by Matriarch at 5 o'clock, then the launch at 6:30, and another performance of Matriarch at 8 o'clock.
Right, so it sounds good. And that runs all the way to the 7th of July.
7th of July,
okay.
Yes. And there's over 40 events different venues.
Like the program that you gave us and that we got on the email, it's just there's so much to see and do. It's a real credit to you guys for pulling together something as interesting as this. So congratulations.
Good job.
Thank you.
And what's it called?
Glenara Storytelling Festival.
Right, it says it all in that.
Well, it's a full festival.
Yeah, yes. Full festival of storytelling. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in today and can't wait to come down to see some of them. And Justin seems pretty excited about something.
Yeah, well, I love Lior.
I
went to a really intimate performance of him once one time and it was just like listening to Silk. Like,
yep. Great singer and storyteller through songs.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.